Ezra, the 7th chapter. I had something else I'd planned to preach tonight, and it seemed like the Lord just changed my mind and laid this topic on my heart and these verses, so I always want to preach what the Lord wants me to preach. He has a reason when I feel changed from what I had originally intended, and I just want to preach what the Lord wants me to preach, regardless where it is in the Bible or what topic it is. Ezra 7, verse 9. Ezra 7, verse 9. Appreciate your presence here tonight. It's a good crowd. Appreciate you being here. Ezra 7, verse 9. For upon the first day of the month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord, law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Let's bow our heads, please, and ask God to bless His Word. Father, we thank You for the good songs, and we thank You for the good testimonies and the prayers that's gone Godward tonight. Thank You for this good service, Lord. We could close right now and say it's been good to have been in God's house. And now, Lord, I pray, though, that You'll bless now Thy Word to our hearts, and Lord, speak to us and anoint and help, encourage, build up, challenge, I pray, through the Word and by Thy Spirit tonight. May we leave here, Lord, with, Lord, impressed by the eternal truths of God's Word on our hearts and lives. And may we be pliable and flexible in the hands of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us tonight through His Word. Now, Lord, anoint me as I preach. Give me power. Lord, help me to just lift up the Word of God and the God of the Word and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that if somebody's here not saved, not right with Thee, they'll make eternal decisions. Come to Jesus down this aisle and come to Jesus tonight. Have Your way now and bless and defeat the devil and get glory to Yourself through this service in Jesus' sweet name. And, Lord, help me now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, three times in this chapter, we find the hand of God was upon Ezra. In verse 6, we see that according, the latter part of verse 6, according to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. And then as I read in verse 9, the latter part of verse 9, according to the good hand of his God upon him. And then look over at verse 28, right in the middle of the verse, and I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord, my God, was upon me. Now, what does it mean to have the hand of God upon a person? Well, first, let me just say some general things that this implies, and general implications of having the hand of God on our lives. First of all, that implies you're a child of God. In right relationship with the Lord God of heaven, a member of God's family. And if you ever want to have the hand of God's blessing on your life, you've got to, first of all, get saved. That's the beginning of all God's blessings, is getting saved. So that's the first thing that's implied. Right, you're a child of God, and right with God, and right in relation to heaven. And then the next thing is implied that if you have the hand of God's blessing upon your life, you're surrendered to the Lord. God will not bless a person who is not yielded totally to Him. And the song was an arrangement of, what, All to Jesus I Surrender, I guess that's the name of that, isn't it, Brother Gary? That you, over here, usually, you're usually down in here, Gary, you're backsliding, sliding back on the night here. But we must say with that song writer, All to Jesus I Surrender, if we want the hand of God's blessing on our life. And then also it means that as best we know how, now certainly we're in this flesh and our judgments are not always right, we all know that, but we're trying the best of our ability to follow the Lord's leadership. And we ought to want, even when we miss God's leadership, we ought to have a heart that wants it, see. And then if we want God's leadership and we miss it, somehow the Lord will just, He'll just keep blessing us like a farmer going around an old stump out in the field. He'll just keep going around that and keep on blessing. When we want See, God looks on the heart, folks. That's why we need to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we need to follow the Lord's leadership, the pathway of obedience. If we want the hand of God upon our life, we have to tread in the pathway of obedience to the known will of God. And then I think that this is another thing. This is implied, if we want the hand of God's blessing upon our life, we must give God the glory for everything that's accomplished in our lives. We need to live for His glory. If we pray and seek the face of God and get God's blessing on our life, we have to be willing to pray, Lord, if You will bless me, and if You will help me, and if You will lead me, Lord, I'll see to it that Jesus gets the glory. And see, then God will get on ground for blessing if we'll do that. God is a jealous God, and He will not, He says in Isaiah 42:8, my glory will I not give to another. So the hand of God's blessing will not be upon anyone who wants to share God's glory and who wants to reach in and take some of the glory that belongs to the Lord. We ought to say, Lord, You bless, and Lord, if You don't mind, Lord, You just take all the glory. And Lord, if You'll just serve me, I don't care where I get any glory or not. Lord, if You'll just bless and if You'll just use me, Lord, that'll be enough. Just the Lord using us. Now, let's look at these three times specifically and see specifically what it meant for Ezra to have the hand of God upon his life. First of all, in verse 6, look back up at verse 6, we see the hand of God on Ezra meant that he had the hand of provision, God's provision upon his life. This Ezra, verse 6, went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his requests according. The king did it. Why? Why did the king supply all that Ezra needed for the trip from Babylon to Jerusalem? Because the word of God said the king did that. He granted it because, see, folks, God can control circumstances. God can lay it upon the hearts of people to supply our needs. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Now, the Lord had laid it upon the heart of the king to give Ezra all he needed to go back to Jerusalem to restore the worship of God in the temple. God laid it upon the heart of a heathen king to do that. And God can do that. He can make the wrath of men to praise Him. He can turn our misfortunes into our good and His glory. God can do it. God can do it. Look at verse 16. Notice how that all of their needs were met because of the good hand of God that stirred the king up to supply their need. Verse 16, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon with the freewill offering the people and of the priest offer willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem. That king's brother won't take care of God's house. That thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks and rams, lambs with their meat offerings and their drink offerings and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God which is in Jerusalem. Let's keep on. See what how God used that king to meet their needs. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, that do after the will of your God. In other words, if you have any left over, you just go ahead and do what God wants you to do with that money. Isn't that great? The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. Take back all of these vessels we stole from the temple of God in Jerusalem here. Take them back. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. You can't outdo the Lord, can you? You can't outgive God. I mean, isn't it wonderful how God supplies our needs? Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need. All your need. You really believe that? Do I believe that? But my God shall supply all your need. according to his riches and glory, cried by Christ. I was going over this today. I look back over my life, and folks, I'm 57 years old. I know I look a lot younger, and I appreciate you thinking that. But listen, I'm here to tell you, God has supplied every one of my needs. Now, not all my wants, because I have a lot of big wants sometimes, but everything I've needed since I've been a boy. Now, I grew up a poor boy, but I had enough to eat, somewhere to sleep, warm place to live in. It wasn't too cool in the summer down in Saudi. The only air condition we had is that natural air, and it wasn't in the summer. It gets a lot hotter down there than it does here. But the Lord supplied all of my needs down through life, and I praise him for it. I just got to thinking. I did today. I just looked back and I thought, well, God has everything I've needed, God's given me 57 years. And that's the Lord. We ought to give him glory and praise for helping us. And I got to thinking about how God supplied the needs of this church. We're thinking about another building program now. And folks, I want you to pray for me on that. I mean, the devil gets into church through building programs. And I know what I'm getting into, but I want the hand of the Lord. I want us to work together if we go into building programs. I'm not too hip-hip-hooray about it. I want to build if we have to have the building, if God's leading us. But I got to thinking of how the hand of God's provision has been upon Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church for these many years. I think that 26 years ago we had $15,500 offering that year. And last year we had over $500,000 offering. And in 26 years taken in, I counted it up today. I believe it was, well, it's $4.75 million. And I can't even count that high hardly. I mean, I run out of fingers and toes. I'm about through with counting. But we just preached the gospel, tried to get people saved, and tried to exalt Jesus, and preach his word, and try to win somebody, and fight the devil, and preach all to live, right? And God just taking care of it. We've had a few special offerings. A lot of churches have every member of Canvas every year. I mean, they just go out and try to squeeze it out of that. I'm not against that now. I'm not against that. But I just never felt led to do that, and God just taking care of all of our needs, gone through three building programs, and I didn't count up how much we've given the missions, but over the last, I think, 26 years, we've given somewhere over $500,000 just to foreign and home missions, maybe between $500,000 and $1 million to missions. Somewhere, I didn't count them. I'm guessing on that now. But the good hand of God has been upon this church in providing our needs, and we ought to thank him for it. Now, let's look at another place where the hand of the Lord was upon Ezra. Verse 9. We see that the good hand of God was upon him. It was a hand of protection. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Now, he was ashamed to go in and ask the king for an armed guard, armed escort, because he had told the king that the Lord would be with him. Now, he was ashamed to go in after he told that king God is going to be with him, take care. Then go and say, hey, Mr. King, there's a lot of robbers on the way and a lot of pirates. Would you mind if we had an armed escort? He didn't want to go in after telling him God was going to take care of him. So he set out for Jerusalem, and the hand of God's protection brought him safely to his destination. Look at 8:22-23. For I was ashamed to require... Verse 8:22. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken to the king, saying, here's why I didn't want to ask for our armed guard. He told that king, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. So God's hand of protection was upon them as they traveled over dangerous territory from Babylon back to Jerusalem. One of my favorite verses, as you know, is Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You believe that? Do I believe that? God said, if we'll look to Him, we don't have to fear. He will be with us, and He will help us. I believe every Christian who lives in the will of God cannot be touched unless God permits it. I'm convinced that. Listen to this preacher tonight. The safest place in this world for you is in the will of God. Right? I mean, find out you are a success. If you can't read or write, you are a success if you are in the will of God. And if you have a PhD outside the will of God, you're not a success. You can be wealthy and have everything in this world, but if you are out of the will of God, you're a failure. The successes in this world, the success stories of this world, are those who seek God, they find God, they get in His will, and they live in the will of God. There's your real success stories in this world. And the safest place in this world is to get right in the middle of God's will for your life. Oh, find it. Find the will of God. And rejoice knowing that nothing's going to happen to you outside the will of God. And if something happens to you, that you know you're in His hand, and somehow He'll take care of you, and He'll see you through, and He'll help you. I mean, do you believe that, or do you serve that kind of God? A God that can take care of you from earth to glory. Well, the hand of protection. Isn't it good that God takes care of His children? Isn't that wonderful? And then also in verse 28, we see the hand of God upon him again. And here it's a hand of power. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. God's strengthening power was upon Ezra. And he went back to Jerusalem, not in his own strength, but he went back in God's power. Now, I don't know how I'm going to ever get through this message tonight. I mean, this is good stuff. I mean, when God gets to working in a person's life, that thrills me. Would you like to have the hand of God in your life tonight? I would. I want God's hand in my life. I want the hand of God more. I can honestly say, I want the hand of God more than life itself in my life. And I pray constantly, Lord, I want your help and your hand and your power and your blessing be upon my life. And you and I can have the hand of God in our lives if we'll pay the price. Notice in verse 9, it says, the good hand of God, his God, was upon Ezra. Notice in verse 10, it tells us why. For, here's the reason, the hand of God. And you know, a lot of folks, listen, it's simple to get the hand of God in your life. It's simple to know God's blessing. A lot of people, the devil try to make you think you have to be some mystic or you have to be some super person to know the blessing of God. No, you don't. It's simple. Just get in line with God and His Word. You can have God's blessing on your life. It's simple. You go God's way and God just bless you so much you can't hardly stand it. Notice why the good hand of God is upon Ezra. Three things in that 10th verse. For are because the good hand of God was upon Ezra. For Ezra are because Ezra, first of all, sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. And then notice, he obeyed the Lord. He prepared his heart to seek the Lord and then to do it. And he served the Lord and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now let's look just quickly at these three things. They're tremendous things. First of all, he sought the Lord. How did he seek the Lord? Ezra prepared his heart. He sought the Lord with his whole heart. As Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when? When can we find the Lord? When ye shall search for me with all your heart. Oh, I tried this thing. I had people, Brother Ron and I had a person tell us he tried it and didn't work. Listen, either he's wrong or the Bible's wrong. Did that right? Because God's Word says when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. If you say, well, I've tried this thing, it doesn't work. No, you hadn't tried it. You didn't seek with all your heart. You just played around with it. But when you start seeking God with all your heart, you'll find it. So, how do we seek the Lord? How did he seek the Lord? With all his heart. He prepared his heart. Then, where did he seek the Lord? Look at this. This is great. He prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. He sought the Lord in his word. Oh, you'd like to just be walking along and a lightning bolt hits you, wouldn't you? Or you'd like to have some emotional experience. I'll tell you it's simple how you can find the Lord. Just start sticking your nose in the word of God, living in the word, and trying to daily spend time searching the word of God. And before you know it, you'll be in the presence of God. It's no great mystical, mysterious thing. Just get in the Word. Get in the Word. And spend time daily in the Word, and God will reveal the things of the Lord to you. Jesus said in John 5:39, search the Scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Oh, brother, Oral Roberts, I'm calling him brother, I take it that he is a brother, but he held up the Bible and he said, this is not all there is to it. He said, the Lord still speaks to his people today. He said, he speaks to me. Now, I doubt some of the stuff that he said, these dreams and visions. I sort of doubt. He says that God can, he believes in healing, and if you're not healed, it's either lack of faith or sin in your life. And he had to go, he has his own hospital there in Tulsa, and had to go all the way out to California to have an eye surgery. Something wrong, and he's either lack of faith or sin in his life. But anyway, he held that Bible up and said, he said that if this is all there is to it, then we're dead in the water. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? In other words, that's not enough. You have to have dreams and visions and hear voices and see things. Listen, the devil can show you some things. The devil can show you some things. And he says you're dead in the water if that's all you have. And I say if you're depending upon anything else but God's word, you're dead in the water. You're depending on anything else but the word of God. Then notice Ezra obeyed the Lord. When God showed Ezra something from his word, he was quick to do it. He said he prepared his heart. He sought the Lord in the law of the Lord. And then he prepared his heart. As soon as God showed him something, he's going to do it. And that's the secret, isn't it? To getting God's hand upon your life. When God shows us something, then just do it. It's not enough, folks, it's not enough to be a fundamentalist. It's not enough to just believe God's word from cover to cover. We must be willing to put the truths of God's word into practice. James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Jesus said in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments, notice now, and keepeth them. That's the secret. Not being just a fundamentalist and believing God, the old 16:11 from cover to cover, and I do, but that's not the answer to it. The answer is, believe he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me, I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And then third, Ezra, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I didn't preach what I started to preach tonight. I'm sort of enjoying this. I hope you are. If you're not, just hang along for the ride tonight, and I'm enjoying myself. Because, you know, when you get a hold of spiritual truth, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And this is wonderful spiritual truth tonight. And then third, Ezra served the Lord. He taught Israel. Notice, he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. He taught Israel great truths God showed him. Now, I was going to say a lot of other things, but I'm going to... The hand of God's blessing was upon Ezra because he faithfully served the Lord. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me bring it now tonight to where the rubber meets the road. Do you enjoy the good hand of God upon your life? Every now and then, folks, do you know the blessing of the Lord? Yesterday morning, when we came here for this prayer meeting, as we were singing that song tonight, God started blessing me yesterday morning as we were singing that song right here in this prayer meeting. Every now and then, isn't it good to have the blessing of God in your life and to just know His sweet presence? Let me ask you this question, folks. That's what I want for everyone here. That's what I want for you. I want you to know God's blessing upon your life. And I know that you can have God's blessing on your life. Is He blessing you? Is He using you? Is God using you tonight? Huh? Is God using you? Is He real to you? Is the Lord real to you tonight? Is He giving you victory over the world and temptation? Is He giving you victory? Now, certainly, none of us live a perfect life. I certainly wouldn't want to say, even make you think that I'm perfect. I'm certainly not. But I'll tell you what, every now and then the Lord does give me some victory in my life. And I thank the Lord for that. And you can have the hand of God upon your life if. But there is a price to pay. And are you willing to pay that price tonight? Like Ezra, if you will seek the Lord with all your heart, and then after you seek the Lord and He reveals things to you from His Word and shows you things from His Word, if you'll obey the Lord, and then if you'll set your heart to serve the Lord, you can know the blessing of God, the hand of God upon your life. I want God's hand of blessing upon my life. And I love this church, and I love you members here. And I love you, dear people. And I want the hand of God's blessing upon everyone. I want you to know, be able to pray, get things out of the Word. When trouble comes, be able to pray and get God's help to see you through. That's the kind of members I want God to give us here at Buffalo Ridge. People that know God, and know how to get a hold of God, and people who won't obey God and receive the blessing of God upon their lives. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Maybe God's spoken to you tonight. You say, "Preacher, I do want the hand of God upon my life. I want His hand of protection. I want His hand of provision. I want His hand of blessing. I want His presence in my life. I want Him to use me." And if you'll, with all your heart tonight, say, "With all of my heart, I want the hand of God upon me. I'm willing to pay the price, whatever it is. I want the hand of God's blessing, presence, and help in my life." If you'll really mean business with God, He'll mean business with you. When you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. Maybe you're not here, not saved. You're not sure you're saved tonight. If you'll come to the Lord and cast yourself on the Lord, say, "Lord, I'm lost. Save me, Lord." And if you'll come and humble yourself for the Lord, He'll save you tonight. If you're not right with God, if you'll come back to Him, if you really want the Lord, want to live for Him, just come on back to Him. If you mean business, He'll meet your need tonight. Or maybe you're here, you're saved, and you're trying to live for the Lord. And you say, "Preacher, I want God's hand on my life. I want Him to use me. I want His blessing on my life." Just come to this altar tonight. Tell the Lord about it. Slip back to your seat. Let's sing, Brother Gary, "All to Jesus I Surrender." Maybe you just want to come for a time of prayer in this altar, seeking the good hand of God upon your life. God's speaking to you. Come on. Come on, as we sing.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Just sing the next verse, Brother Gary, and if God's speaking to your heart, come on, come on, come on. I'm not trying to get everybody down here, no, sir. No, I'm not trying. If God's not speaking to your heart, don't come. Don't come. But if you really want the blessing and help and presence and touch of God on your life, and God's really speaking to you about this, come on. Get in this altar. Do business with God right now. Come on. As we sing the next verse, come on.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.